Hey, if you guys want to call the Grinch, that's right, the Grinch who stole Christmas, we have his number right here, 916-445-2841. That's right, call the number, 916-445-2841. Don't worry, you'll thank me later.
Ferris fondles ferrets at the feed store. Ferris fondles ferrets at the feed store.
Playing pogs with pals. Playing pogs with pals.
Yeah, I fucking used to love pogs, man.
Welcome to the Pog Podcast, where we talk about, you guessed it,
pogs.
We got slammers. We talk about, you know, jammers. We talk about them little cardboard cutout circles we all just love and adored. Man.
I got 27 Alf pogs. Alf, no. He's back in pog form.
In pog form, dude. I have got the sickest pogs.
Here, kitty, kitty.
You guys remember pogs, man? Were pogs the shit, dude?
Dude, we're fucking old, bro. I'm dating this young chick, man. And it's like, some of the things I say and like talk about, it does not connect.
I don't like that.
I know.
I don't like feeling old because of something I've said. And it's not nothing I've really experienced. Dude, I did so much time in prison that when I got out and then talked, people were like, oh, you're old. And I'm like, well, fuck me. I never got to fucking experience the middle part. Yeah. You guys all got
in prison the whole fucking time.
I still think this is cool. Thank you very much.
Yeah. So go fuck yourself.
Welcome to the ROTFL podcast. I'm your host, Joshua Dark. And with me, as always, is Killa Puke. What's going on, man?
Not much. Just, living the fucking dream, bro.
Another day, another dick.
Yeah. I got fucking, I don't think I talked about it last time, but I got bit by a damn fucking dog a couple weeks ago at my work. Did I tell you about this?
No.
Yeah. So we got a regular that comes in, you know, and he's scared of the corona still. So he still fucking sits on the patio, even though it's fucking like 47 degrees outside. And so he's sitting there and I come outside and OK, so he comes in like twice a week, you know, and he always leaves his dog in the car. Well, every time you walk by, that dog is like, rawr, 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 you know, all super crazy, right? Oh, every time you walk by this dude's car. So fucking today or this day, a couple weeks ago, he had the dog like sitting on the patio with him, right? And so I'm standing there and I'm taking my buddy's order. And, you know, he always gets the same thing. And then so I look at his dog and I'm like, oh, yeah. You ain't so fucking tough now that you're not in the car, are you? Right?
Yeah.
And so I go walking back inside and that motherfucker rah, fucking got my leg, bro. Got my leg good. Yeah, got me good. And
he ain't fucking around.
No. I mean, he apparently is just as tough as he is on the fucking streets as he is hiding in the car.
Yeah, he's like, let me out of this cell, motherfucker. I'll see you.
Right? So fucking, I told my buddy, like, he was kind of like fucking freaking out.
Yeah, he should have broke you off, bro.
Oh, that's another thing. So I'm like, it's not that bad. I'm like, hey, man, I'm like, you're lucky I'm not a fucking pussy, dude, because like, you know, and I was like, fucking dude, you can't have this dog on the patio anymore. Like they, you know, could have been a fucking kid or something. But anyways, so fucking, he leaves, you know, leaves me as the usual fucking $5 fucking, you know.
The usual?
Yeah, the usual $5 fucking tip, you know. So like the next time he comes in, I'm like, hey, man, I'm just saying that if I went to a restaurant, you know, me personally, and my dog bit my server, I would have hooked him up with a fat ass fucking tip, man.
Yeah, hell yeah. Here's $100. Keep your mouth closed, dude.
Yeah.
Serious, bro. That's fucking dude. Who would think, bro? Your job was so dangerous.
Yeah.
Just getting bitten by dogs. Your sister's getting bitten by a dog. What the fuck is wrong with you? And you guys like dogs so much. I don't fucking get it.
I like dogs, man.
These things are dangerous, bro.
I'm not at best. I'm not a fucking dog lover like, you know, some people.
Sexually?
But you know, I do like dogs.
Hey, well, hey, you guys, I know we've been going on and on, but I got to do this little plug. Go ahead and like this. I don't know how you're going to like it, but just like it. you know, emotionally, just love it in your a little black heart, a little shriveled up heart. Just go ahead and like this.
We're planting seeds in your heart and fucking warm them up.
Warm up, dude. It's fucking Yuletide, bro. Look it. We want you to go ahead and subscribe to this. Go to www.rotflpodcast.com. Subscribe. Become a member. It's all for free. And you will get notifications every time one of these hot shows drop. You know, hot like a venereal disease, bro. What is this? What is this noise?
That's me.
Yeah, well, go ahead and like, dude, hit us up on our YouTube channel and go ahead and hit our big dog, our Facebook channel, you know, at the ROTFL podcast. Search ROTFL podcast, like our page, do the whole fucking nine yards. If you guys want to support our show, the best thing you could do is just share it on your platform, share it on your social media feeds, you know, copy that link on your Spotify and your Apple. You know, if you guys are listening to Apple, and a lot of you are, and don't fucking you try to deny it. I know all you guys are trying to deny 50%.
Hey, 50%, man.
Half of you guys listen on your Apple devices.
So yeah, so we know who you are. Tells us where you live and everything.
Your addresses, your mother's maiden names, your first pet. We know all that shit. All you got to do is go and rate and review us, man. I know you ain't got nothing better to do. You guys are all locked down, bro. You guys are not doing nothing, bro. Can you go to the Apple thing and just rate and review us? For God's sake, man.
Do something with your life.
Do something. So you know what it is. That's what it is. And if you guys really want to support our show, you guys can go to rotflpodcast.com/donate and send us a few bucks, man. We're trying to build this studio, and we're getting there, man.
Yep. We're on our way. We're like well on our way.
98% more to give. We're getting there, bro.
We're well on our way. Baby steps, man. Baby steps.
Baby steps, baby. All right, man. So, speaking of crazy animals, man, a South Carolina. What?
You just stepping on my toes. This is my fucking story, man.
Oh. Well, I just wanted to say something real quick. I got to complain a little bit. So, I like live in a frat, right? I'm like a frat boy, right?
I wouldn't call it a frat.
Dude, suck a dick of Kappa. That's, you know, suck a dick of Kappa rules. You should have seen the hazing process. But anyhow, I'm in a fucking frat, right? And, you know, I got like 10 people to one bathroom. And people, there ain't nothing worse than fucking waking up, pounding caffeine like a fucking rock star. Like a fucking champ. And then, you know, you get the bubble guts and you're like, oh shit, it's time to go.
Yeah, it's time to poop.
It's time to take that poop. Got a little movement going on here. And you run in there and you sit down and you go to wipe your ass, man. And there's nothing there. There's nothing there. There's no toilet paper. Because I live in a house where people think it's fucking okay to get the last fucking square of toilet paper and just jam down the road, bro.
Just jam keep out. Pushing.
Bro, and you know damn fucking well. And let me just let me shoot this out there to all our listeners. If you happen to be one of these people that is akin to bacterial growth, akin to a fucking test tube of fucking pond scum, if you are this type of person that decides, oh well, no one saw
okay.
me
yeah
no,
okay.
no one saw me do this, so no one saw me take the last of the toilet paper, and I'm too lazy to fucking take 10 seconds out of my day to reach under the counter and put another roll of toilet paper on the fucking thing for the next guy.
Well, on that, when you put it on the toilet paper roll, make sure you do it right. There's a right way and a wrong way to do everything, you know?
Well, honestly, I don't even fucking care if it's on the toilet paper roll. All I care is that there's toilet paper
within reach.
You can just fucking throw it on the floor. I don't care. As long as I can
reach. As long as the floor's not wet.
Bro, I don't care, bro. As long as I can reach. If it's wet, all the better, bro. It makes it like a free baby wipe, bro. But look, if you just reach down, or it's in within reach, that's fine. That's fine, bro. I'm not going to hate, bro. But for you fucking people out there who think it's okay to just jam out and fucking not put toilet paper back on the fucking, you are clearly the reason why communists
are winning. You're the reason.
Stupid.
That's it.
Stupid ass thing to say. But yes.
I think it's pretty funny.
Yeah. Well, you are the reason. And you guys fucking suck. And you guys should just
go die in a fire.
Just dip. Jeez. Yeah. Well,
maybe not to that extent, but you know.
Something bad. Well, sandpaper your nutsack or something.
On that, to play off of that, man, I was going to touch on it too, but might as well now. Fucking, if you use a public restroom, I mean, I work in a restaurant, as you know, most of you listeners know. People come in and just blow our restroom to fucking.
They don't give
asunder, a dude. They just blow it apart, man. It's ridiculous. Fucking, if you use the restroom and you get shit everywhere and piss everywhere, clean up after yourself, because somebody's got to fucking clean it.
Oh, they don't care. This is the same reasoning that the problem I'm having is people just think it's not my job to do it, so I'm just not going to clean up that for myself. Or they grew up with their mom following them around cleaning up after every little fucking mess they make, so they just don't know how to do it.
Do it themselves. Go to prison.
It's fucking pathetic, dude. Yeah. Just don't clean up.
Don't be that fucking person. Don't be that.
All right, what's our first story, man? Let's fucking hear this, man.
All right, so in South Carolina, a man who self-identifies as a deer was transported to the hospital by a helicopter after being shot by two hunters. This dude, William, he's 31. He's laying in critical condition, according to
William Tannenbaum, by the way. Tannenbaum. You know,
look like this guy up. Hey,
song. Hey, this is a Christmas story right
I'm
here.
Telling Tannenbaum. You, I'm telling you, look this guy up. I mean, he is one buff ass fucking deer, man.
He's buff?
He's a buff ass deer. Oh, yeah, you didn't see the picture of this dude?
Yeah, I did see. He's in good shape.
Yeah. And I'm just saying, but you know, the thing is about this, if you're going to go dress up like a deer, don't go frolicking in the fucking woods during fucking hunting season, okay? If you're at least that fucking, you know, if you want to be a fucking weirdo and dress up as a deer and, you know, jump around your fucking backyard and eat fucking grass, I don't care. You're not bothering me. I don't give a shit. But, you know, at least have the common decency and you know, common sense not to go frolicking in the fucking woods.
I feel like this
during
guy
hunting season.
Well, yes, and I feel like this guy maybe was not allowed to watch cartoons when he was younger because he would have seen Looney Tunes, and or maybe it's that's
Wabbit season.
Yeah, season. Maybe that's way past his fucking. Maybe he's way younger. Maybe Looney Tunes was a bygone era to him. But he would have known that any guy in Looney Tunes who got human that got dressed up in a shot an animal costume got shot, bro.
Every time.
Yeah, shot, bro. Like, yeah. It's like, you don't do that, bro. If you're going to dress, yeah. There's no way I would dress up. Like, I always thought, like, wouldn't it be cool to dress up like Bigfoot and fucking go, like, freak out some people in the woods? And I thought, no, because if I was a hunter and seen Bigfoot,
shit myself.
I'd shoot his ass, bro. I'd be the guy who got Bigfoot, bro.
Yeah, but I don't know, man. He's a fucking wily fucking creature, that Bigfoot.
I'm just saying, bro, wouldn't you want to be the fucking guy who fucking shot? I mean, I don't know. I wouldn't want to kill him, but then again, I wouldn't want to not kill him because I wouldn't want to fucking miss the opportunity to fucking get Bigfoot, bro.
I'd move him in, man, and be like Harry and the Hendersons. Move him in.
You're really dating us with these fucking.
I'm fucking crashing on my fucking couch.
Yeah, you're dating us with these references, bro. Big time. Harry and the Hendersons. Holy shit. I love that movie, bro. I seen that movie in the movie theater.
Movie, man. It was a show too, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a show. They did make a show out of it, but it was a movie first.
So speaking of this guy, though, this fucking self-identifying fucking deer fucking weirdo. Did you ever look up other kin?
Well, let me just say that this fucking guy, like, he didn't just dress up like a deer. I mean, he did a good fucking job of it.
Oh yeah,
like he
the pattern did down and the little dots and everything.
Body makeup, like it was airbrushed on. The antlers were like, dude, it wasn't like some shitty fucking Halloween deer costume.
Yeah, it wasn't like he threw a deer fucking skin over his fucking.
This was like Hollywood came in and fucking hooked him up as a fucking anime deer creature, bro.
Yeah.
And then he just goes out there and gets shot. So all that work for nothing.
And, well, the thing is, dude, that's natural selection for sure. If you're going to be that fucking stupid to fucking go run around the fucking forest dressed up like a deer, you deserve to get shot.
Deers aren't good at this, bro. Deers get shot all the time, bro. And they've been doing it for fucking thousands of
millennia.
Years. So if you think you're just going to go pretend to be a deer and not get shot, well,
you clearly got another thing coming.
I have not looked up the other kin. I already fucking felt like I knew where it was going and decided, this is not something I want to investigate. But why don't you fucking enlighten us there, Puke?
All right. So these fucking self-identifying people.
Other kin.
Other kin. Look this stuff up. They're people that they believe that they are like reincarnated, spiritually connected, and in some cases they're genetically, well, some cases they think they're genetically related to other animals, not just the human, you know, race. Dude, you gotta look this stuff up, man.
We are all related, motherfucker. So I don't see how this is such a stretch. Are these guys fucking dim or something? If we go all the way back on the tree of life, we're related to fucking bushes and fucking. Directly related.
They start augmenting their fucking body. Like there's this like lion fucking guy, like. Filed his teeth down, fucking put whiskers in his face.
Or like that lizard dude who tattooed his whole
same thing. The lizard guy.
I've seen pictures of all these people and it just looks really fucked
up. It's really gross. Yeah.
I just can't see when they get, you know, in their 50s, they're going to think that was a wise decision. It's really just going to end up like when you're young, you got a lot of energy and you're like, fuck yeah, this is my jam.
This is my jam.
This is my jam. I'm going to fucking jam this. But as you get older, all the upkeep you got to do, dude, like it just becomes work, man. Yeah. That's like being like all punk rock, bro. Like, I don't give a fuck, bro. But I'm going to spend 7 hours fucking hooking up my spikes and fucking throwing on my patches on my leathers and fucking tearing holes in my jeans and shining my boots up. It's like 12 hours later, you're all punk rocked out. I thought punk rock was fucking just rolling out of bed and fucking jamming out to your day, bro.
That's the way I did it.
Yeah, bro. Fuck. All them people who fucking spent hours prettying all up. Yeah. Hey, it looked cool, man, but I did it one time, I think.
I'm not putting in that work, man.
I put in work one time on a mohawk, man. One time, and I said, oh, yeah, this is not only did I smell like egg whites all day, dude, like come noon, like people were looking
at the high sun just baking the fucking egg.
Yeah, they're like, someone cooking scrambled eggs. It smells delicious. And I'm like, nope, that's my fucking hair. But it was the only way to get that mohawk to stand up. And I'll tell you what, I did not enjoy the work that went into setting this mohawk up. I had to lay upside down, hook it up, blow dry it. And I'm like, I'm not doing this every day, bro. There's no fucking chance, bro.
All right. I had twin fins for like a year, dude. And
for a year?
Yeah, for like a year when I lived in Vegas. And dude, I didn't even have a blow dryer. So like, dude, I would try to spike them up. They would just fall down. So I just kept them fucking laid back, you know? I never spiked them. I'd roll out of bed and they'd be all fucked up.
Just looking ridiculous. Yeah, I never got the whole dressing up thing. If I can just throw on a leather and it's already ready to go, then fucking whatever. I don't mind spending time putting some patches on it or something. But I sure the fuck ain't spending hours every day putting on makeup, putting fucking black fingernail polish on and all that fucking jazz. All you fucking millennials are
into. You put fucking black fingernail polish on?
Nah, but I guess they do, bro. I don't fucking know. They
do. That's gotta be that new age shit.
Nah, they've been doing that for a while, putting fucking eyeliner on and. It's rock and roll, bro. Well, it's too rock and roll for me, buddy. I'll just fucking... Anything that takes that kind of work, bro, I'm cool, dude.
All right.
I'm cool. Okay. So the name of the game here is don't dress up like a deer and don't go frolic in the woods. And if you do, well, then you got a suicide fucking.
If you do, expect to get shot.
Expect to get shot. All right, man. So the Great Conjunction, man, Saturn and Jupiter.
Are
to align on the winter solstice, man, December 21st. That's pretty fucking cool that it's aligning on
the solstice.
The solstice.
Yeah. So,
or maybe that's a reason why the solstice was like, no, because that's the shortest day in the calendar year. But it's interesting that Saturn and Jupiter ever align up.
Well, this happens every 20 years or so. But
20 years. And I read somewhere something about 800 years. I don't understand. No,
600. Okay. So you're not going to be able to see it like this. They haven't seen this like this in the night sky for about 600 years. That's how you're going to be able to see this in the night sky. Hasn't been around like this for about,
I don't, and this is what I don't,
800 years. And
this is what I don't understand. And this is why I'm not a fucking,
sometimes it happens during the day. Sometimes, you know, you're not going to see it during the day.
It's that fast during the day. Like I thought this goes on for a couple days, or it only just like jams in front of each other and it's over for right. like an hour.
It's a fucking rap, man.
Really?
I think.
Oh, yeah. Well, that would make sense. So it's the first time we're actually going to be able to see it. People actually reckon this to the Star of Bethlehem in the Bible times.
Could be. And also, I was looking into this, and presidents in the past, like, you know, back in the old days when they used to fucking, you know, look at the stars and stuff. They would take this as a bad omen if you.
Oh, it's a bad omen, all right.
Yeah, they would take this as a bad omen if you were elected when this happened. So, old fucking douchebag, fucking pedophile Biden, good luck.
And speaking of Biden, check it out. We called it on our show. We're so good at calling these.
Dude, things. We've been calling shit left and right. It's been coming true.
Hey, everybody, come look at how fucking good we are
at doing this. Check out our past shows.
Look how fucking good we are at doing this. Go check out our past shows. There's two things in here that we talked about, but here's one that here's two things. We're going to give you two back-to-backs that we called on this show. Cause I mean, you can just call us fucking Nostradamus over here,
right?
Fucking Nostril, connected. Nostradamus, the fucking
tweet. Is that because I'm Jewish, bro?
Yeah. Old Nostradamus. Hey, that's a good one. I like this. I like this name for a cartoon character. All right, check it out. Joe Biden, the press. Oh, this is just fucking amazing. So we talked about it a little while ago. We talked about the fucking Hunter Biden scandal where Joe Biden. And if you guys don't know about the Hunter Biden
brother scandal, and his brother,
the whole Biden family, they're all money laundering. Joe Biden went and hooked up with his son with this energy gas company in fucking the Ukraine. And his son knew nothing about. Yeah, his son knew nothing about this, how to fucking run one of these.
Anything. The only thing he knows how to run is a fucking lighter and a dope pipe.
Yeah, but he got $3 million and money continuously coming in, and he broke off in these emails that they found on Hunter Biden's own laptop. They go to incriminate his father, his brother, his sister, all in this money laundering scheme. All this stuff was known before the election.
Yeah.
And they suppressed
it. Facebook, Twitter.
New York Post posted this article. This article, the New York Post, been around, started by Alexander Hamilton, man. It's been around for over 100 years or however effing long. One of the longest running newspapers. They ran this on Twitter. Twitter censored it. YouTube censored it. Everybody censored it. The mainstream media claimed this was Russian disinformation.
Yeah.
That's what we said on our podcast just a few episodes ago, we said, this is what's going to happen. They're going to wait till he's elected and then they're going to run the story.
They're
going to release the hounds and get him out of office to make Kamala the president.
But
this is their ultimate goal.
But they're not gonna completely, you know, they're going to make sure to pardon him and his son and his brother of all wrongdoing, you know, before they kick him out of office. You know, Kamala will make sure to pardon all of them, you know.
I don't know. They might just used
them. It doesn't matter, dude. They're in like that. It doesn't matter what they did. They're gonna get a presidential pardon. They just want him out of there. So he's gonna step
down. It's kind of like the police force. Like when you do something wrong, you always just got the other cops
Like Dick, man. Like fucking Richard Nixon. Yeah, he fucking, you know, they were gonna impeach him, but and then Henry Ford fucking pardoned him of all wrongdoings.
Henry Ford.
Yeah,
the leader of the Ford fucking vehicle.
No,
company,
man, the
bro?
President, dude, that came in after fucking Nixon, Ford.
I don't think it was.
It wasn't Henry Ford. His last name was fucking Ford, man.
Well, it would have been his vice president, wouldn't it have?
Right. Let's see. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was Henry Ford, dude.
Henry Ford, the guy who invented the fucking. Wait.
I don't think Henry Ford.
Bro, Henry Ford invented the fucking.
Oh, assembly. Gerald fucking Rudolph Ford, man.
Henry Ford. The guy who made the Model T, bro.
Yeah, the Model T.
He pardoned him?
The guy that works with the Germans.
I'm going to pardon you, but you're going to take my F-150.
Yeah, the guy that worked with the Germans.
Oh, my fucking God. Henry Ford. This is it, bro. This is the accuracy you get here. At least we call ourselves on our own bullshit. Yeah. We ain't perfect.
Yeah, like alligators live forever.
They do, bro. They fucking do. Just look at them, bro. Them things been around for fucking thousands
fucking
of years.
Fucking dinosaurs.
So the media came out and was like, oh my God, the Biden crime family. Ooh, here's a story that went largely unnoticed. This is what they're saying now, bro. They just got done saying, oh, this is bullshit. This is Trump just trying to smear him. This is Giuliani just trying to run some drag. This is all
Russian disinformation. That was the big one that they were trying to fucking say.
Yeah. They all said it was a non-story, dude. And they even refused to even look into
it. Yeah.
They didn't even want to acknowledge it. But now that as soon as he got certified in all 50 states, they were like, this went unnoticed. No, it didn't, dude. No. People broke this story 6 fucking weeks ago. You guys are pathetic mainstream effing losers, dude. And you guys are all – and people can't – can people not see this?
They don't, dude. It's crazy. I talk to people at my work all the time, dude. They don't see it. They haven't seen through the fucking bullshit, man. It's ridiculous. It's fucking ridiculous.
Well, I just don't understand how you can listen to these people and know just a few weeks ago that they were saying the exact opposite.
Yeah, the exact opposite thing.
And then they just try to play it off like it never happened.
Right.
And then when people call them on it, they're like, we don't want to talk about that right now. We don't. It's like.
They'll do like one little fucking like 3 second blip of a retraction or an apology. And they'll play it one time for fucking 3 to 5 seconds. Like, and there you go.
You'll never see it.
Nobody will ever see it. You know?
That was the retraction, dude. Yeah. When someone was getting up to get some coffee or fucking cook some.
You missed it.
Yeah, this is what they do, man. And for anyone getting their information and deciding their lives and coming to a, you know, intelligent decision by what these guys are saying. Oh, man, I just feel bad. I feel bad that this is the state of affairs that people listen to these guys.
Well,
like their main source of information.
Yeah, they're just as retarded as the fucking news.
And here's another thing we called as far as Joe Biden goes. And Joe Biden, he's going to get that Biden family's in a lot of shit at this point. And nothing will ever happen to him. Not legally, but he might get impeached.
They're in the club, man. They ain't going to fucking do nothing with the fucking club members, man.
Here's another thing we called. Joe Biden is refusing to meet with BLM.
Oh, yeah. We called that one.
We said he was going to use them up and spit them out. He was going to use them to get votes. He was going to run the racist card and tell fucking everyone was going to vote for him because he's going to end racism. And Joe Biden, the fucking first person in the history of the fucking whole world, was going to end racism. Right.
The one that's been on tape fucking saying all kinds of racist shit time and time
again. The guy that has admittedly fucking been part of policies that he admitted were mistakes, like several times.
Right.
You know, the crime reform.
The only thing he ever did. That was the only thing he ever did, man, in 47 years was that crime bill, and it was horrible. Fucked up.
Well, he got us into fucking NAFTA, which was a bad thing too, that we had to fucking
I thought that was Clinton that did that.
Well, I don't know. He was part of the bill.
Yeah, he was probably part of it. Oh, for sure.
Well, all I know is everything he's ever done, he's admitted were fucking horrible mistakes. And you think this is the guy after 47 years of being in office that's going to end racism, for fuck's sake?
Yeah, so yeah, we called this a bunch of times. We said that. We said this actually a few times. And so now.
Well, we're going to say it again, bro, yeah, because so, they're all so pissed now off.
BLM's all pissed off because they've been calling old Joe saying, hey, you better make good on your promises. And he has not returned their calls, and he refuses to see them, and blatantly give him the cold shoulder. So
here was Trump, right? He had his administration meet with Ice Cube, create the Black American, you know, Platinum Plan for Black America, to put opportunity zones in, to give funding to their communities, to help build them up. And they went with Joe Biden, who said, oh, I'll meet with you after I get elected. And he's refusing to meet with them now. And all I got to say is, we told you so. We fucking told you so, bro.
That's what I got to say.
Yeah. It's how many times are you guys going to vote?
How many times are you going to fall for the same? What was that old
thing? Every 8 years.
Fool me once. Shame on you.
Fool me twice.
Shame on me. What happened when they fool you fucking, for 100 years?
Generations later?
100 years. Every 4 years for 100 years. How many times are they going to fool you?
Yeah, you finally got someone in office who was fucking funding your colleges, who was fucking actually, promoting. Who got Black unemployment at the lowest it's ever been, and was actually getting people out of their own fucking, hell holes by giving them opportunities to work and build themselves out of their fucking mess. And instead you went the other direction.
Yeah.
Because you guys listen to fucking content providers. You guys listen to people in Hollywood. Like, they know what the fuck you're talking
even
about.
Malcolm X even said that the media is one of the most dangerous things in America because it controls the minds of the people.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And he also said, left-wing liberals were the most dangerous fucking people on the fucking planet. White liberals, mind you.
Right.
To Black America. But he'll keep buying it because they have control and they'll make it seem like it's the good thing to do for some reason.
Well, hopefully one day they'll wise up. Anyways. Well,
they gotta be fucking. At what point do you just get so pissed off that you're like, why do we keep voting for these people? Take away their belief. Take away the Democrats' belief that they have your vote sold, like, in the fucking bucket, like they got your vote no matter what. Don't let them think that anymore, dude.
But LBJ said, man, that's actually what was happening. This last one, Trump got more minority votes than fucking any other Republican ever.
Yeah. And they're like so fucking confused because they're so fucking delusional.
No, it's because
in their own mindset that they were like, how could this possibly be?
It's because a lot of people are waking up and realizing that it's fucking, they're seeing through all the bullshit. But I hope
that trend continues. Yeah. Dude, I mean, how much more can you take, man? Seriously, stop voting for fucking idiots, dude. For fuck's sake. All right, so that's fucking cool.
We're going to go on the fucking.
No, I'm going back. Look, the teachers unions are now arguing it's sexist, racist, and homophobic to keep schools open during the pandemic.
So I don't know how a virus can make anything sexist, racist, or homophobic. But
oh, it does.
Oh,
it
fucking, it's the same thing.
You realize
how math is racist? I don't know how math gets turned racist, and
it gets turned racist when some fucking idiot fucking
says it.
Some fucking liberal fucking college professor says it is. That's how it does. Not that it is. It's just they say it does.
That's the way. That's the way the cookie.
So the teachers union came out arguing that it's now racist and sexist to fucking keep the schools open during the pandemic. Ooh. And it's not a thing, bro. And people actually people actually came out and were like, dude, shut the fuck up. Even people on their own side were like, really, dude? Like, and it's fucking crazy when it comes from their own side, because they go so far to say everything else is. But it's funny when they draw their own
line. Draw the line like
you're going too far here. It's because they just didn't have nothing to stand on for this one. They're like, okay, how's it sexist, racist, and homophobic? And
yeah,
they're
explain like, this to me. Yeah. Explain this to me, please. And they just can't.
They're like, oh, you must be racist, sexist, and homophobic then, because you're making me explain this.
Right. That's exactly what they do, too. These fucking way left people do. Like, I'll hit them with facts and statistics and shit. And they're like, instead of arguing my argument with another argument, they just automatically jump to name calling and whatnot.
Yeah, that's the name of the game, man, is just to start character assassination as soon as you're asked to explain your viewpoint.
Back up your argument.
Yeah, man, so just don't do it. All right. And yeah, you guys are reaching, bro, on that one. But you guys are just fucking don't want to go back to work. So fucking quit being lazy, dude. Just fuck.
Well, that impression that you did, dude, with the teacher. What kind of teacher was that? History?
Oh, I'm a social studies teacher.
You're really dating us, dude. I don't think there is social studies anymore, man.
No. Oh, wait. Hold on.
I'm a critical race theory teacher.
There you go. There's some new age stuff for you.
Yeah. All right. Where are we at?
Monoliths, man. Those monoliths are back and disappearing.
The monoliths. Dude, the last two shows we talked about these motherfuckers.
These things are freaking cool, man. I don't know who is on. We're getting on board with this monolith thing, man. Okay, so they're popping up all over the place now, these monoliths, like all over. And they're pretty fucking cool. So here at the ROTFL, since nobody's claimed.
Making these monoliths.
We are putting them up. Fucking, we're flying all over the place. Yeah, we're taking credit for these monoliths, man.
Okay, let me just get a little
all over the world.
Let me get a little bracket on this. Look at monoliths are these. Okay, they're these long vertical slabs of metal, each with 10 to 12 feet tall. They appear with no warning and disappear just as quickly.
Yeah, just as fast. And
dude, the first one,
it's like they disappear too right after. It's like a day after everybody notices it and gets the word out, they disappear the next day.
Gone.
And then even one, where was that one where it disappeared and then they put it back and then it disappeared again?
What? Wait, what? I didn't know that one. Well, look, first one was in Utah desert, emerged on November 18th and vanished on November 27th. The second one was outside the Romanian city of Piatra Neamț, which appeared on November 27th. And disappeared September 2nd. Okay, listen to these dates.
Dates are lining up.
The dates are lining up. As soon as one disappears, another one goes up somewhere else. Okay, so a third one at the top of Pine Mountain in Atascadero, California. Ooh, fuck yeah. Which appeared on December 2nd, the date the last one was taken down. It was taken down the next day and reappeared in California again December 4th, the following day. And then a fourth one in Albuquerque, which appeared 3 days later on December 7th and was taken down the same mother effing day. Now, who is coordinating this, bro?
I know, man, but I like it.
I am liking it too. Like is it just a group on Reddit somewhere that is like, all right, guys, we're going to jam out. I'm going to fucking
shit.
Well, dude, there's got to be some group that's fucking doing this. Dude, there's no way this is just one person, bro.
It can't be. There's no way.
Who would just go along with this? Dude, this is so fucking cool, man. Whoever's doing this. And this is what's crazy is this is fucking what? 4 or 5 of them in and no one's getting caught putting these things up or taking them down. Okay, I understand putting them up, not getting caught. But after they start trending like they've been,
people are out there fucking taking pictures and shit.
As soon as one went up, they would put a fucking camera somewhere,
yeah,
to see what happened, or they would be watching it like a fucking hawk, bro.
I know, I would be.
How are they just taking next? Okay, next one that goes up, people, you guys need to fucking stay there until you see these assholes.
Camp out, man.
Yeah, I want to see who's doing this, man.
Aliens.
Aliens.
For sure.
The fucking big conjunction, bro. Saturn and fucking Jupiter, bro.
Oh, that's who's doing it.
Shooting up monoliths.
Fucking conjunctions fucking doing it.
It's like the aliens are fucking sperming through the earth, just shooting out monoliths, bro, in random places, bro.
I fucking dig it, man.
I am digging it. I am totally.
I would have, like, because it's just sheet metal. It's not like, you know, it's like something that's too difficult to do. Like, don't get me wrong. They put these things out in the middle of nowhere in a lot of places. So it would actually be kind of a pain in the ass. But to put one up, like, I'm totally down. Like, let's do it.
How much do you think one weighs? It's just a hollow, like, welded up piece of sheet metal. It's not thin. It's like squared.
Right. It's triangle, right? It's got some thickness to
it. No, it's a fucking large rectangle, bro.
I'm pretty sure it's a triangle, man.
Why the fuck would it be a triangle, bro? That's not a monolith, bro, if it's a triangle, bro. A monolith is specifically a fucking giant rectangle. Don't be an ass, bro. Read a book, dude. Read a book, dude.
I'm going to fucking Google
it. Dude, you got to come over to my fucking
frat. It's a triangle, bro, man.
You got to come over to Suck a Dick of Kappa, bro. We're fucking reading books all the time.
I'm asking Google, dude. Hey, Google. Our monolith.
Ask Siri. Throw it on the blast, bro.
Here are some results.
Say, hey Siri, what's the shape of a monolith?
Moving on. This is gonna take too much time.
Wow, you are not good at this, bro.
I had a little more headway, segue. I don't know what's the word. So
yeah, you're there, man.
I'm close. I'm getting there.
All right, next one, man. We're running out of time.
Awoke Santa. You know,
oh shit!
Woke. He's from the Woke Brigade. He wanted to dress up as Santa, you know, and have kids come to him and tell him what they're getting for Christmas and say, yes, little fucking Johnny, this is, you know, whatever you ask for. Sure, you sure are getting that for Christmas because you've been a good boy. Well,
yeah, this is what Santa does.
This is your job title. It's not that fucking hard. Kids come up to you and say, I want this. And you say, you sure you've been a good boy. So there you go. Right. I'll see you on Christmas Eve.
That's what you get paid minimum wage for, buddy.
That's what you do. So a woke, quote unquote, Santa, some little boy fucking, you know, I don't know if coronavirus probably didn't jump on his lap. Thank God. because he's woke. So, you know,
yeah.
I'm just well, good.
Keep going.
Read between the lines. So this little boy is like, hey, Santa, you know what I want? I want this bitching ass fucking Nerf gun. You know, he probably didn't say it in those words, but, you know, so Santa said, no, Sonny, you're not getting a Nerf gun. Come on, man.
Why do you think he said that? Because he was woke and guns are bad.
Guns are bad, man. Even Nerf guns,
clearly.
That's a stepping stone. It's a slippery slope, dude. You start playing with Nerf guns, next thing you know, you're fucking taking, you know, regular guns to school and shooting your fucking classmates, dude.
Let me just say that this guy wasn't... Look, here at the ROTFL podcast, we are as woke can be. We are the most woke. You couldn't be more woke than we are.
Fucking 17 days straight.
We are the woke. We are so fucking spun out. We are woke. Listen, Santa is just a remnant of white Aryan hegemony over the population.
What?
That's all he is. He is he's a perfect image of white rule and white superiority over the world. This is what Santa is. And you cannot say he is not. Why is Santa not black? Or why is Santa not Chinese? This is a definite white culture, a superiority. You see what I'm saying?
Well, speaking of Santa, Facebook you know, it had a picture. There's a picture of Santa kneeling before baby Jesus, right? Well, Facebook banned this picture all across its boards, saying that it's violent content.
Oh, it is. It is. Don't you know? This is just a perfect example of what's wrong with the world. Santa Claus. He's the whitest of white. He's so pale. So if this guy was so woke, he's not as woke as us, dude.
No, he's not as woke. We would know.
We would never dress up like Santa.
No, he's a racist. He's a white supremacist, man.
Dude, he is so, so racist. And so we would never dress up like Santa. And for this guy to be a hypocrite and dress up as this racist Hitler-esque like monster.
Oh, he was German, right? Old Saint Nick, man.
Oh, yeah, he was. You're damn right. So what more do we need to connect the dots?
Connect the dots.
Connect,
man.
The effing dots.
A fucking line.
Santa was a Nazi, and for you to go up there and act like this kid can't have a Nerf gun when you are dressed up like a Nazi
with your Nazi fucking paraphernalia. Stop.
You guys need to bow down.
You're fucking racist reindeer.
Yeah, you fucking, yeah.
Your superior race of elves.
Well, he totally was, because, I mean, look at Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer. It's because Rudolph was a communist, and Rudolph. So he had him reined up. He had him reined up and leashed up like a little animal. Whoopsh! You know what I'm saying? Like, that's fucking white superiority right there, dude. And this guy is not woke. We're way more woke.
So woke.
We know this stuff. We fucking know this stuff. And speaking of which, professional pet food taster.
Ooh. Yeah. Oh, that's the new segment. So if you... You know, I know times are hard. Times are hard during this coronavirus pandemic. So if you're looking to make a career change, professional pet food taster, all you got to do is taste test fucking dog food, cat food, you know, and
I'm wondering why, though. Why do we care?
I don't know. I have no idea. But it's definitely a job, dude. They make $34,000 to fucking $100,000 a year, man.
Where do you make the $100,000 a year?
Some kind of bonuses or something. I'm not sure. Maybe if you eat.
Well, what company? What company do you got to work for?
If you swallow and don't spit, you know, you'll probably make $100,000.
What is it like? Okay,
just like porn.
If you eat the fucking the tasty treats, you get fucking $100K. But if you just eat the fucking the dog kibble, you only get $34,000. What company breaks you off $100? Bro, I will eat fucking any pet food you set in front of me for $100K, bro. And I'll eat it for every meal.
$34,000, man.
I don't give a fuck. I'll eat it on my days off. It don't matter. $100K a fucking year for eating pet food? Dude, sign me up. It's either that or I can go be a racer.
So it's a taste tester. It's not like you got to fucking pound a whole can, dude. You just got to
No, you put it in your mouth. You swish it around. You spit it out, bro.
Well, no, if you spit it out, dude, I told you, it's just like porn, bro. If you spit it out, you're not going to hit the 100K, dude. You're just going to hit the 34. If you swallow it, like, you know, like they do in porn, man, and then, you know, you might make it up. You might climb the ladder. You might climb the fucking ladder, bro, and start making that 100,000.
To be dynamic and a leader in this field, you got to fucking swallow the pet food. I'm liking it. You can either do that or go be a racist ass Santa for minimum wage. It's up to you.
Yeah.
Do what you want, dude. Now we're going to end this off. Chinese invasion. Question mark. All right. See you later.
another thing we call, well, we didn't call this. We called this as bullshit is what we did. Cause there was a story going around that this is one of our
up in the airs. We called this as bullshit. So yeah. This may be a fail, but There's some fishy stuff going on.
Yeah.
There's some movement on this front.
All right. So it was a lot of months ago, dude. That was a while back, man.
6 months ago.
I think even more. But anyways, so what's it up there, man? Canadians. The Canadians were selling out some land to the Chinese to like train them, quote unquote, in cold fucking weather, right?
Let me just give them a little background right here. The Department of National Defense has confirmed that China People's Liberation Army, the Communist Chinese Army, okay, was indeed on Canadian soil in February of 2018 for Canadian Armed Forces winter training exercises. They're saying that we did not train the PLA, but Canada is saying this. But we did give them some land to do these exercises on. And they're still up there, man.
Right.
People are continuously observing them. But we were like, whatever. Who cares if they're up there? It doesn't matter. We would know maybe something about this if there was anything to worry about. But now, what is it we're hearing?
Okay. So earlier, a day ago or so, there was a jet. Got, you know, quote unquote, crashed up
in Michigan, the
very top of Michigan. All right. So a lot of people,
the Michigan Canadian border,
right on the border. Right. And, crashed down. He died. Now a lot of people are going about saying that, it was actually fucking some Chinese people who might have shot that son of a bitch down. And, you know, might have not been just a training exercise where he crashed. He might've got shot down. Now, another thing is in Maine, all right. And Maine, apparently these sneaky Chinese, man, they had some kind of underground tunnel. They're coming over, man. But we spotted them and fucking bombed that fucking tunnel, that bunker that they had, and up in Maine, and killed a bunch of them.
What?
And now it's all covered up. And they're saying it's a quote unquote earthquake. Now, I know I'm from California. We get earthquakes here all the time. I've never heard of a fucking earthquake.
Well, what about that meteor blast over there that fucking shook that whole area?
Wasn't that New York?
Oh, I don't fucking know. I don't read this stuff.
I think that was New York. But yeah, so everybody.
What are they doing? I heard the Chinese have invaded.
Be on the lookout for Chinese, man.
I heard the Chinese have invaded Canada, kind of like Mexicans have invaded Southern California type deal.
No, they fucking do. The Canadians are on board with them, man. It's just top secret.
is this why Trump hates him so much? Maybe he knows some shit we don't.
I'm telling you, they're privy to information, man, that we're not.
I don't know. There's some weird shit. Why do we keep hearing about the Chinese up in Canada and now they're digging tunnels and sneaking over and then a plane? A fucking fighter jet fucking mysteriously fucking crashes.
That's 16, man. That's not no sissy fucking little prop plane, man. That's an F-16 jet. Those are, you know.
And the dude died? Like he couldn't eject?
No, I guess he died, man.
Whoa. This is weird.
So we'll
keep you updated on that. We're gonna look into this some more and keep you updated on it.
Yeah, right now it's all conspiracy fucking hogwash right now. But we're definitely going to watch this unfold.
Yeah, because if Kamala Harris doesn't turn us into communists, the Chinese will after they invade from Canada. And that's all we got on the ROTFL podcast. Thanks for listening to this week's episode where we come in every Monday. We drop episodes like hot. Remember to share this podcast, subscribe to our podcast, and follow us on our Facebook, our Instagram. It's all at ROTFL podcast. We don't do Twitter. Fuck Twitter. All right. Love you guys, man.
Peace. Later.